Good evening, American Fork High School. This is Jeff Ozdemore from Dallas, Texas. It is my honor and privilege to be with you and to welcome you to the 2018 NEBO Tournament of Bands. I will be adjudicating the group from the perspective of percussion, both composition and performance quality. Of course, being early in the season, I'll try to run my commentary through the lens of early season effectiveness, composition, pacing, and of course, also the excellence piece, the balance, the blend, the execution, so on and so forth. Really looking forward to a great show, as I have come to expect from this incredible program. Looking forward to a fantastic show right out of the gate. Let's have some fun, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back with you soon. All right, American Fork. Start the recording a little early, catch some of the pre-show here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think we are underway. Great uniformity and communication here from our woods, especially right off the bat. Well done for an ensemble. Very tasteful bass drum riding here, matching the intensity of the winds all the way down. Excellent build, great clarity there. Great technical opportunities for the bass drums as well. Great ostinato control there from our bass line, our eighth notes. Woo, good clarity right off the bat, snares. Great job. Tuning super clear. Front ensemble starting to get a little bit loud relative to our soloist, from our violinist in side one. I don't get to say that very often. Good ensemble unification here. Great ensemble cohesiveness from both percussion choirs here. Back to front. Careful, a little bit of uncomfortableness there just for a moment. Yeah, great clarity. Love the big, open, spacious rhythms punctuating that moment in the winds. Super effective here. Love the recapitulation there in the Glock. Good control here from our permutations. Getting a good lateral stroke there. Maybe we're make sure that we're super, super unified here in the way that we're rotating 3 to 4 in there. Yeah, nice variety of rhythmic variety, some sticking variety there, and our snare line super balanced here underneath our trumpet soloist as well. Kudos to you, Battery. Kind of an interesting end of the phrase there. Handled well, some simultaneous responsibility there, some body movement. Handled well by the Battery, just in terms of the musical pacing, just a little bit uncomfortable there. I'm not sure exactly how that works. Could be more of an effect pacing comment. Be sure our side two orchestral cymbal player gets a nice consistent flam. Yeah, good clarity, by the way, there on that extended run. Well done, keyboards. Love the touch and the suspended cymbal. Love this restraint and staying in our technique and staying in a great characteristic sound here of our suspended cymbals in the front ensemble. Such a professional presence by the ensemble, Battery and front ensemble. Only slight clarity issues, and they're just slight in the battery every once in a while. Nothing to be alarmed about. You're in such great shape. Gorgeous sonority here, synthetically and through our mid-metals, the vibraphones. Simultaneous responsibilities here with the wind chimes in the right hand, left hand octaves. Such a high degree of communication here across the front line. Beautiful restraint, letting the first phrase here of our soloist with sans percussion and sneak in very, very subtly here. Yeah, I wonder if there's a way for that just to maybe a little bit messy on that very, very first note, and it cleared up very quickly. I wonder if there's a way to really, really express yourselves a little bit more dramatically there. I saw the body, the physiology probably express itself probably more than I did from an aural standpoint. So just be careful. I love that we're really committing to a high performance quality in the front ensemble, especially the woods, the marimbas. But we want to make sure that the commitment to the actual expression musically matches our body language. Beautiful clarity here. Yeah, a great moment here for the front ensemble. Quoting the Copeland again. Again, great control here, the music ensemble. Supportive lyrical playing here in the battery section. Excellent, Subito. Probably the first time where I felt like those 2D rhythms are probably a little bit stronger than the winds. That's the first time in the show where I felt like we have not matched them from a 2D music ensemble perspective, making sure that we match how absolutely low they're going, unless that's by design. So just food for thought there. Just a little bit nebulous in terms of our intention there if we're supposed to go down and match the winds there. Very tasteful setup there. Careful, you're right on the edge there of starting to overbalance this small little woodwind ensemble here. Careful, just a little bit of a rub here from a music ensemble standpoint. As we back up, want to make sure we don't lose time there, battery. Clever way for our soloist there. Some over top, some woodwind technique. Just a little bit of lost clarity coming off of some of those paradiddle does there in the snare line. Yeah, maybe a little bit overbearing bass drums in terms of our unisons. Yeah, make sure that we really let the snares finish that roll there, bass drums. And when we punctuate the end of that phrase, we want to make sure we look up the drums and trust the snare's hand speeds. And if they finish a little slow, we have to trust that and go with that. Good coordination again between both percussion choirs. Careful, just a little bit of an errant cymbal there, side two. Yeah, not 100% lock between snares and quads in that last battery window of opportunity. Very close, though. Yeah, very clear once again, bringing us into this big 2D moment as the ensemble. Some nice technical vocabulary there in the bass line as well. Good lead-in bass drums. Yeah, excellent punctuation. All right, American Fork. The training in both percussion choirs is so strong. And my compliments not only to the teachers, but also to the students that trust this incredible training. We're getting world-class information into the hands of the students. And it is very, very clear. The detail in which the front ensemble plays, especially with the woods, the marimbas up front, doing a great job of expressing themselves. And although we're not 100% there with clarity, we have such a strong start here for the end of September still. Continue detailing all of those exposed moments and keep the performance quality. Just some small, errant little auxiliary cymbals, bass drums, so on and so forth, side one and side two extremes that are getting away from us. So continue to dial in the processes by which we look in, we find that center person, wherever that's going to be in the front ensemble, that will be communicating pulse, or if we're actually going to be looking out into the feel for pulse in that regard. Just fine-tune those small little oopses that we heard throughout the show. But again, just the overall concept of communication and touch and the training and the trust by which we are not overplaying the instruments is so refreshing to see for such young musicians. Well done. Battery is trained equally well, not quite as clear all the way through the show, but I think from a design standpoint and from a setup standpoint, everything is just set up to be really, really clear, and the music ensemble is really strong as a result right off the bat coming out of the gate. So my kudos, American Fork. I hope my comments have been helpful. I enjoyed it very much, as I always do in this ensemble. Well done, ladies and gentlemen. It was my pleasure to hear and see you today. Have a great season. Best of luck and congrats. Cheers, everyone.